So, good morning, everyone. It's great to welcome you all this morning. Just a few notices. First of all, to say that we're here again on Christmas Day, Wednesday, 10:30 for a short all-age carol service. So we'd be delighted to welcome you to that service. To say too, we can leave everything set up after the service, which is always good news. If you are a church member here, you may remember that we supported the school with a gift so they could support some of the families who are struggling, who they are in touch with. I've had an email and a photo from the school that told me they were able to help over 20 families in need through our gift, and they asked me to pass on their heartfelt thanks and say it's truly heartwarming and to wish us all a Merry Christmas. Finally, to say too, if you were at Carols on the Cobbles in the town on Thursday night and you took any photos, Mark would love them so that he can pop them on the website. I think there's about 300 or 400 maybe there. So if you did take any photos, that would be great. So welcome again to our Christmas all-age carol service. This morning we are celebrating Christmas, and we're going to do that with lots of carols and a Bible reading and prayers and short talks. And then at the end, we would love you to stay for tea and coffee, which is served through the kitchen there to my left. And also there are mince pies apparently as well. And chocolate biscuits. So, and even more good news, the nights are drawing out. So summer is nearly here, isn't it? So let's hear the invitation to join together in worship as we gather again to hear the wonderful story of Christmas. Can we get the lights, please? So let us go in heart and mind to see what has come to pass. Let us go with the shepherds. Let us go to find the Saviour. Let us go with the wise men. Let us go to find God's promise born for us. Let us go with the poor and humble. Let us go to find our King laid in a lowly manger. Let us go with all the world, with all the peoples of the nations. Come, let us worship. Come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. So we are going to begin with a medley of carols. So we'll sing the first verse of O Come All Ye Faithful, followed by Angels from the Realms of Glory, followed by God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. We usually stand if we're able to, though of course please just remain seated if you prefer. And when we finish singing the carols, please just sit down again without waiting to be told. So, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Oh.
And now let's join together in prayer. Let's pray together. And Father, today, once more, we want to thank you for this good news of great joy for all the people. We thank you for the gift of our Saviour. And we want to go with the shepherds because we too want to find him. We want to go with those wise men and find your promise born for us. We want to go with the poor and humble and find our King, the one laid in that lonely manger. But we want to go with all the world, all the peoples of the nations, because we want to worship. We want to adore him, and we want to give him all the glory and all the honour and all the praise. And may we do that in our time together. We ask it all in his name. Amen. So today is fourth Sunday of Advent, so I'd love a couple of volunteers maybe to come and light my candles for me. Would anybody like to come and light my candles? When I say light them, I mean switch them on. That would be great. There's a little bit of negotiating going on at the back there. I can see a shaking of a head. I see another shaking of a head. How about you two girls down the front? Would you like to come and just switch them on for me, please? That'll be very helpful. So maybe the four smaller ones, and we'll leave that one for Christmas Day. There's another helper coming. That's fantastic. We will switch what? That's perfect. Thank you, Sophelia. Would you like me to bring the candle to you? He said yes, then changed his mind halfway. Is that right? There we go. Perfect. Thank you very much. So now we are going to have our Bible reading. We're going to hear the story of Christmas, which Sophelia and Eleanor are going to come and read for us. Please. Not you, Eleanor, just Sophelia. Okay, thank you.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married with him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests."
Thank you so much, Sophelia, for our Bible reading. Well, we are going to sing our next carol now. We're going to sing together while shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, and we're going to do it to the tune of Ilkley Moor. So our shepherds watch their flocks by night.
Thank you.
So there are some of the wonderful words from our Bible reading. It says, "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.'" Now, I have brought along, would you mind please, Mark? Thank you. I have brought along some Christmas crackers to help us think about the story of Christmas. Those on the screen, I think they're from Fortnum and Mason. Mine are not from Fortnum and Mason. So I will tell you a little bit about Christmas crackers. Don't know whether you know anything about them. So they were created by Tom Smith. He was a confectioner in London, and he created them round about the 1850s. And if you ever go to London, that's the memorial to Tom Smith in Finsbury Square in London. So a couple of facts about Christmas crackers. Would you like to see the world's longest Christmas cracker? You're good at this. Very good. Here we come. So here it is, hopefully. Would you mind again? Thank you, Mark. So there it is. That's the world's longest Christmas cracker, 63.1 metres long, 4 metres in diameter, made by the parents of children at Layhill School and Preschool, Chesham Bucks, 20th of December 2001. So that's the world's longest Christmas cracker. And interestingly, I wanted to know what was in it. So in that Christmas cracker, there were balloons. There were toys. There was a hat, 8 feet in diameter. And there, of course, was a joke. I also wanted to know who pulled it. And apparently it was pulled by the children and parents of the school, but they had help from Saracens Rugby Club, which sort of says it all, doesn't it? And the biggest surprise of all for me was that it even went bang. And I was just thinking what the bang was like in a cracker that size. But that's the world's longest Christmas cracker. And here is the world's longest Christmas cracker pulling chain. So that's 1,081 people, and that was by the Herodian School in Barnes, London, back in December 2015. So I thought we could pull some crackers. I've given the girls, you've got crackers. There's a young man at the back who's got a cracker. I think I've got two spare if anybody has a burning desire to pull one. I know not everybody likes crackers, but if anybody wants one, if you pop your hand up, we can get one to you. If I give you the cracker and we'll see what happens, shall we? There we go. One each. There's one over there. Maybe if the young man there passes his cracker along. Thank you, Dave. Right, so if you'd like to pull your crackers at the moment, all you have to do is just pull them, but don't do anything else for the time being, please. I'm still waiting for two bangs, I think. There we are. Has everybody pulled their cracker? Okay, wonderful. Now, don't do anything to your cracker yet. In your cracker, there are usually some words. So if you can, if you carefully like to get out what you think might be the joke in the cracker, don't do anything with your joke yet. Just pull it out and hold it. Have you got out? Yeah, that looks like you've got it. It looks a little sheet of paper. Right. If you could first of all pass it to an adult near you to read it, just in case. I'm not expecting it to be anything other than a normal cracker joke, but I just wanted to just double check. Right, have the adults check the jokes. Okay, is anybody willing to read out their cracker joke? In a big loud voice if you can. Shall I start with the front? Sophilia or Eleanor, who wants to read their cracker joke? What does a gingerbread man use when he breaks a leg? Can we have the answer? A candy cane. Very good. Have you got one as well, Eleanor?
What's a Christmas tree
What do Christmas trees get when they go numb? Go on. Pines and needles. They're pretty good. Got one over there, please, as well. If I come nearer to you with my microphone. Wow. What goes, hang on a sec, what goes ho ho whoosh, ho ho whoosh? Santa going through a revolving door. They're getting better and better, aren't they? Have we got one there as well? What do donkeys send out near Christmas? Muletide greetings. And have we got one from the back as well, please? Where do snowmen go to dance? A snowball. Fantastic. Is that all our jokes? Have we done those? Right, hang on to your cracker because you will need it a bit later on. I thought just in case the jokes are really bad, I thought I'd add to it the selection from the top 10 cracker jokes. So I think you'll probably know the answer to some of these because I think I've heard them so many times myself. But would you mind again, Mark, please? Thank you. Who hides in the bakery at Christmas? That's a really old one. Anybody know that one? Yeah, I knew someone wouldn't let me down there. Thank you. A mince spy. And the next one. What is the best Christmas present? You've heard this one, I'm sure. Thank you. A broken drum. You just can't beat it. Why has Santa been banned from sooty chimneys? This is a very 21st century joke, this one. Thank you. Carbon footprints. Thank you. And what do you call an old snowman? Yeah, I think I heard some people with that one. Go on. Water. Now, sometimes crackers also have a riddle in. I don't think these have got riddles, but I've just jotted down a few riddles from some crackers. Again, you'll probably know the answer to these. You see a boat filled with people, yet there isn't a single person on board. How is that possible? How do you know that? Wow, they are very... All the people on the boat are married. No hands went straight. How did you know that one? Right, we'll see how you do with these. David's parents have three sons. Snap, crackle, and what's the name of the third son? Yes. David, you're supposed to say pop. Right, let's have another go. There we are, there's David. If you're running in a race and you pass the person in second place, what place are you in? Sophelia. Second. I'm running out of riddles. Right, let's have a look. Right, this one's the really hard one. It's not that hard, but we'll see. How do you make the number 7 even without addition, subtraction, multiplication, or division? Anybody else? So, does anybody know before Sophelia tells us the answer? Go on then, Sophelia. You take the S of 7, so you turn it into even. Oh, well, one more. There are two ducks in front of a duck, two ducks behind a duck, and a duck in the middle. How many ducks are there? Are you going to like to have it a guess? Has it a guess, girls? That's like A level, I think, isn't it, that one? While you're working it out, there are three ducks. Two ducks in front of a duck, two ducks behind a duck in the middle. More seriously, sadly today, to many people, Jesus is a joke, isn't he? Someone to be laughed at, someone to be ignored, someone to be rejected. So his name means nothing, or it's just a swear word, or part of the nice Christmas story. To other people, Jesus is a puzzle, a riddle, an enigma. Not sure who he is, what to make of him, what his mission and ministry is all about. But of course, he is neither a joke nor a riddle. So listen again to the words from our Bible verse. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." And two things struck me about that verse. First of all, Jesus isn't a joke, because there's nothing funny about the verse. If that verse is true, then that is the most important news the world has ever had. And also, Jesus isn't a riddle. I mean, there's nothing really that difficult to understand about the verse. It's clear, it's plain, it's straightforward. So whatever people say, Jesus is neither a joke nor a riddle. So hang on to your crackers. We will come back to them in a moment. In the meantime, we're going to sing another song. And we're going to sing together, "Many Years Ago in a Stable Far Away." Most of us know this song. We sing it most years. If you don't know the song, I promise you will recognize the tune. So back to the crackers. If we could just get the lights again, please. Thank you. So in your cracker, there is usually a hat. So I hope you've got a hat in your cracker. If you've got a hat, can I invite you to put it on, please? Are we getting our hats sorted out? Fantastic. Now, can you believe that Charles and Camilla were crowned as King and Queen, Westminster Abbey, over 18 months ago? I thought it was earlier this year, but it was 18 months ago, 6th of May 23. And the hats you are wearing look just like a crown, don't they? And of course, that's what kings and queens wear. The crown that King Charles wore at his coronation, I don't know if it's that same crown or whether he wore the crown earlier, but I was wondering how much a crown like that was worth. And according to the Daily Mail, so make of that what you will, it's between £3 and £5 billion. So that's a very expensive crown, isn't it? And at Christmas time, of course, we remember how Jesus was born in a dirty stable, laid in a manger in a small town called Bethlehem. But although it didn't look like it, Jesus is the true King of the world. And our Bible verse reminded us that he is the Saviour, the Messiah, the Lord. And that means he wants to be King of our lives as well. Trouble is, we also want to be King of our lives. So here's a little test for you. When you see an old school photo, for some of us that's in the days of the box brownie, but you know the ones I mean. When you see an old school photo with all your classmates in, who do you look for first? So that's Sandbach High School class of 99. I don't know whether anybody was at Sandbach High there in 1999, but if we were on that picture, who would we look for first? First person we'd look for is ourselves. Why do we do that? Because we want to be king. Imagine you've had an argument with someone. I'm sure you've never had an argument with anyone, but just imagine that you'd had an argument with someone, and then you go home. What do you do then? Maybe you think about all the things you could have said so that you could really win the argument. Why do we do that? Because we want to be king. Think about your relationships. Christmas time. Don't know whether anybody's got family coming for Christmas, friends. I'm sure you haven't got anybody who's annoying in your family, but imagine you had somebody who's annoying in your family, or you have work colleagues who rub you up the wrong way, or you have friends who think the world revolves around them. Why is it so difficult to love them? Because we want to be king. So here is another queen for you. That's Queen Victoria, who reigned in the 19th century. She went to church one Sunday, as she quite often did, as we are this morning. And the preacher who preached at the service spoke about the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, spoke about the second coming of Jesus. And then Queen Victoria spoke to the preacher after the service, and this is what she said. She said, "Oh, how I wish that the Lord might come during my lifetime." And the preacher said, "Well, you know, what makes you say that? Why do you think that?" And she said this, "I should like to lay my crown at his feet." And that is a picture, of course, of what we need to do as well. Jesus, as we've seen, is the true king of the world. So in a sense, we've got to take the crown of our lives and lay it at his feet. That means making him be the boss, the number one, how we use our time, our gifts, our money, resources, how we are in our families and at work. So in a sense, it's stop trying, if you like, to be king of our lives and let Jesus have the rightful place, king of all that we have and all that we are. So maybe if you are wearing a crown, maybe just take it off now, perhaps, as a little symbol of what we've got to do with our lives. So we take our crowns off. And when you've taken your crown off, you can, of course, put it back on again, because they're only paper crowns. So if you want to wear your crown, that's fine as well. So we will come back to our crackers in a bit. But before we do that, we've got Sophelia and Eleanor, and they are going to play a sort of a medley of carols and songs, beginning with Silent Night. Brilliant. Thank you.
Am I singing with you?
You must be joking. Thank you so much, girls. That was absolutely wonderful. It's like having the London Symphony Orchestra here, isn't it? So that was fantastic. Thank you. We're all going to sing together a carol now. I know it's a favourite of many, and it's Away in a Manger. So back to our crackers and back to your crackers again. Hopefully in your crackers, there is usually a gift. So if you'd like to get out your gift and just show us what your gift is, maybe wave it about or just tell me what it is, please. So what have you got there, Sophelia? So you got post-it notes. And what have you got? You've got a magic trick. Wow, that's exciting. What have you got over there? It's another magic trick as well. Is that right? Yeah, brilliant. Anything at the back? What have you got there, Heidi? You've got a notebook. Fantastic. I'd say forget cheesy jokes, silly riddles, dodgy crowns, and plastic combs. I'm going to introduce you to some serious Christmas crackers. So. And even forget Fortnum and Mason, because I'm going to show you the world's most expensive Christmas crackers. So they are made by a company called Very First Two, and they cost over £4 million. Would you like to see what's in your cracker? You will get the keys, first of all. The keys to... top of the range, Aston Martin Vanquish Coupe, worth £190,000. But that is not all. You will also get, that's a bit of a mixture there, there's a Breguet Tradition watch, that's £19,000. A Cartier necklace, that's £18,600. Luxury round the world trip, that's £77,500. And there's a pen. That's a Graf von Faber Castell pen. Cheapest gift in the set. Absolute bargain. £6,500. So. And by the way, don't forget the Sunseeker Predator 84 yacht. £3,700,000. So that's the world's most expensive Christmas crackers. Now, graffiti, street art, is pretty big these days. I have to be honest, I don't know whether it's because I've got no artist stuff in me, but graffiti doesn't do a lot for me. If I was a street artist, which I'm definitely not, and if I was very naughty, which again I'm definitely not, I thought I could go and spray something on the Sunseeker yacht. And I thought I could go and spray something on the Aston Martin. But what should I spray all over the Aston Martin and the yacht? Well, I thought I could spray this. Temporary. Because like all the gifts, even the gifts in your crackers, all those gifts will one day fade away. So look again at the verse. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." And this gift is priceless. The gift of a Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can know him, you can love him, you can have him in your life now and for all eternity. So he's not only the world's true King, he's also the world's only Saviour. And he wants to be our Saviour as well, of course. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born. He is the Messiah, the Lord. We're going to sing another carol that tells us the story of Christmas. We're going to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. While we're doing that, we're going to take up our offering. So just to say, the bags are for the work of the church. The pots are for children we sponsor in different parts of the world. But if you are a guest here this morning, if you are a visitor, if you give electronically, just let the bags and the pots pass you by, please. So Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Yeah.
And let's pray together. So hark the herald angels sing glory to the newborn king. And we do pray that these gifts will bless people all over the world and indeed bring glory to the name of Jesus. Amen. And please be seated. And finally, perhaps we could say that with the crackers, there's always a surprise, isn't it? I guess we sort of anticipate the bang, don't we, a little bit. Maybe sometimes it still surprises us or makes us jump. So if you've still got your cracker, maybe I could ask you to pretend to pull it and shout bang. Would that be possible to think? Right, so if I count you in on three, if anybody else wants to shout bang, that's fine as well. Right. Has everybody got their crackers? Are you ready? One, two, three.
Bang!
Fantastic. Thank you. So we anticipate the bang. We also usually anticipate what's going to be in the cracker. So maybe it's something like that. Maybe it's something you've always wanted, like the Aston Martin, but maybe slightly more likely, a plastic spider, plastic comb, couple of tennis rackets, and so on. But perhaps the biggest surprise in the Christmas story, in our verse, is those little words, to you. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And always remember who those words were said to. They were said to the shepherds. And in the days of Jesus, shepherds were really the lowest of the low, and people lumped them in with gamblers and tax collectors. So it's just wonderful to remind ourselves that no one is too unworthy, no one is too poor, no one is too bad, too far away, too distant from receiving Jesus. But of course, if you put it the other way round, we also have to say that it's so easy to make the mistake of thinking you're too good and you don't really need him. So in a sense, it's a wonderful offer to all of us, to you. So four simple things from our crackers. We've got the joke, the riddle, but Jesus is neither a joke nor a riddle. He's not a joke. There's nothing really funny about that verse. If it's true, as I say again, that is the most important news that you'll ever hear and the world will ever hear. And it's not a riddle. Jesus is not a riddle. That's perfectly plain and clear and straightforward. And in your cracker, you had the hat or the crown. And Jesus is the true king of the world. So, of course, we have to stop being king of our own lives and let him have his rightful place, king of all that we have and all that we are. And the gift. And, of course, that tells us the gift is priceless. You cannot put value upon it because it's the gift of a saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. And you can know him, you can love him, you can have him in your life now and for all eternity. And the surprise. And there's the little surprise to you. The gift of the Saviour is good news of great joy for all the people. And that includes me. And that includes you. So let's sing again of the good news of our Saviour. We're going to sing a medley this time. And we're going to sing the first verse of the first Noel, Ding Dong Merrily on High, and Joy to the World. And then when we've done that, please sit down and Sophia and Ellen are going to come and pray with us. So, first Noel.
Yeah.
Loving God, as we remember Mary and Joseph's journey, we pray for those forced to travel long distance, to flee from conflict, to see work, to fetch water. Father, bring the peace, precious gift of hope. As we remember that the inns were full, we pray for those the world forgets, those without a safe place to sleep, those without the help they need to get by. Lord, bring the precious gift of hope. As we remember the celebrating shepherds and the singing of the angels, we pray for those who need to hear your message of hope, those who missed out on education, those in areas of conflict. We pray too for those whose livelihoods are threatened by climate change. Jesus, bring the precious gift of hope. As we remember your birth in a stable, we pray for those shining light in the darkness, for those who volunteer to help their countries, for those who give, campaign and pray for change. Jesus, bring the precious gift of hope. We join in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. The kingdom, power, and all your forever. Amen.
Thanks very much indeed, Eleanor. So we are going to sing one final carol, just to remind you that we have got tea and coffee and mince pies afterwards, so please do stay if you're able to. Just to remind you again, if you are a visitor, Newall Avenue is a one-way street, so please turn left when you leave the car park. And also, finally, to wish you all a very, very happy Christmas. And of course, may God bless you and your families over this Christmas time. So we're going to sing one final song, then I'll close in prayer. We're going to sing O Holy Night.
Thank you.
And just a final note of thanks to our musician and Sophelia and Eleanor and all our technical folks and everybody who works so hard behind the scenes, who's down at the crack of dawn sorting everything out. So a big thanks to everyone. And let's just close with a final prayer. So now may the joy of the angels, the wonder of the shepherds, and the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ fill your hearts and homes this Christmas time. And the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you all, now and for always. Amen.